oh crap, I'm just with my mouth full of beef jerky. You used to be a waiter, didn't you, Alan?
I was practicing to be a dentist at one point.
It reminds me, I need to find a dentist.
Yeah, good.
The things you don't think about when you move.
Yeah.
Well, substantial distances.
Yep. All that fun
I didn't
stuff.
Have a doctor when I had my little mishap on the Harley. And I'm like, shit, what the hell am I going to do?
Go to the hospital.
Yeah. But luckily, we have urgent care, which is really nice because the hospital visit's like $200.
Yeah. That's...
But urgent care is $35.
Yeah. Much better.
So it's like far more reasonable. Especially the doctor's visit is $20. So.
Yep.
You know, so it's like an extra 15 and I get the x-rays done right away. So it worked. I didn't break anything, which was good.
Awesome.
But yeah, I need to find a doctor. I need to find a dentist. I'm like, man, why does it have to be so hard, man?
You know,
and then I think about Massachusetts and the fact that they're trying to make all of the gun permits may issue. And now I'm happy to be in Virginia.
Yeah. 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 And, you know, I've been watching this VA debacle unfold. And, you know, it's like, this is our future.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's not, exactly. You know, it's not just veterans. It's everybody that's going to be treated like this. I mean...
Yep.
You've been hearing horror stories out of the British, you know, whatever the hell they call their disaster.
I think it's Soylent Green, isn't it?
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah, we already have government-run health care. It's the VA, and nobody wants it.
Yeah, and it's horrible.
It's to die for. Yeah. Oh, sorry, too soon.
It's never too soon.
Oh, so we had mostly leftover topics from last week, didn't we?
Yeah, well, we had that, and actually, we've had a lot pop up this week. Some of them, I didn't really want to talk about without Brita because they're like, you know, she can get really ranty on them.
We do not want to miss Ranty Brita.
No, you definitely don't want to miss Ranty Brita. But you know. I was looking at this first off, if anybody's a Archer fan, this ISIS terror thing has just got to be making you crack up. You know, every time I see an ISIS in the headline, I'm like, Laura.
my coworker's cat is ISIS.
Oh,
we've been giving her no end of grief about how her cat is screwing things up in Iraq.
Yes, it's all the cat's fault. And apparently, I just read this today, and I didn't realize it. The guy that's the leader of ISIS was released by Obama in 2009.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even get anything for him.
Yeah.
We didn't even get a draft pick.
didn't even get a deserter.
we didn't get any AWOL. They're falling over themselves. Oh, the Republicans want to leave our soldiers behind. And, you know, is that the best you got, really?
Yeah.
I remember back when Democrats cared that presidents made deals without the approval of Congress. I remember the Reagan years.
I remember when they cared about the how many soldiers got killed in over there.
Good point. That's right. We had like the daily body count.
It was on
MSNBC every single day.
Yep.
They had little banners and number of troops killed in Iraq. And imagine that. We pulled out with no plan whatsoever, and it went to hell, just like everybody said.
And I love the talking head. Who was this dumb shit that was on from the State Department?
Sacrificial victim number 3.
Crap, now I can't find her. No, it was the whole.
The one nobody predicted this.
Yes, no one predicted this. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I'm pretty sure Mitt Romney predicted
this.
Anybody
that can fog a mirror has predicted this.
You mean that when we, you know, can't get out of there fast enough, it leaves a power vacuum?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you know, we go in there, we shit on everything, we fuck everything up, we basically destroy the entire government system, and we try to rebuild a democracy amongst the people that are not suited for it by inclination or education. You know, and it's turning into a disaster. And
I think we should have given the Kurds a handful of nukes and said, "You fuckers are in charge. Have fun."
Well, they're kind of striking while the iron's hot too. They
just
swooped
back.
Yeah, they swooped down into what's the city they took over that they wanted all this time, Kukurk or something like that. I can't remember. I'm not a.
Here's the people that everybody and their brother has shit on. You know, we're gonna put them in charge. Fuck you all.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we couldn't have done any worse than what happened.
Yeah, and to a certain extent, I feel sorry for it, because I bet you there's a lot of vets that are sitting around going, "What the fuck were we doing over there in the first place?" Then, if they were just going to let it go to shit like this, why did we even bother? Why did we lose our arms and legs and our friends and family and all that kind of crap?
Go in, break everything, get the hell out. Done.
You know,
we could have done that in a weekend.
And
you could have flown over half of Texas, told them to have fun, and gone back and get them after the long weekend. I'm going to give you guys a bunch of machine guns.
Could have loaded up all the Texas OU fans.
Open carry Texas.
There you go.
There you go. Oh, geez, I shouldn't say that, should I?
No.
Probably not. By the way, my name is Weird Beard.
You're supposed to say more hog.
More hog. Hello, internet.
Oh, man. Hey, I'm going to get this out of the way then. It is Thursday, June 12th, 2014. This is episode 108. 108.
That's one before 109.
We only did 120 Vicious Circle episodes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Including the missing one.
Well, yeah, that would include the missing one.
Oh, goodness. And tomorrow is a double whammy. Because not only is it Friday the 13th, it's a full moon.
Oh, yeah. The crazy's going to be just...
Oh, it's going to be...
Oh, don't remind Rita, because she's working tomorrow.
Oh.
She's working all day in the library. And, you know, full moon Friday the 13th has got to be, like, insane in the library that day.
Oh, God. At least it's not the beginning.
Maybe you do want to warn her, because she said just before she was debating on whether she was going to make it for the show, because she was saying she was a little sick.
Aw.
And she might just want to stay home tomorrow.
Might be a good day to develop a nasty cough.
Friday the 13th and a full moon.
What could possibly go wrong?
It's going to make the triskaidekaphobes?
Yes, triskaidekaphobia. Good SAT word.
Yep.
Or those, I'm still the SAT. That's something that changed when we moved down here.
Oh, yeah?
Up in Mass, the school standardized testing was the MCAS, the Massachusetts something, achievement something.
Oh, they had their own special test.
Yeah. But down here in Virginia, they're SOLs, which I'm like, really? Oh. SOLs. You're kidding. Shit out of luck.
Is that the standardized testing they have to take to graduate and all that, or to move up a grade? Or
yeah, exactly. And my boy's all freaking out, because he's like me. He just expects the worst is going to happen. And he's like, what if I have to go to summer school? I'm like, Dude, you're getting like A's and B's. Yeah. You're not going to fail your SLL.
These are not. Look at it this way. These are lowest common denominator tests.
Yeah.
These are not, you know, this is not the SATs. This is the, you know, let's keep teachers employed tests.
How well can you teach to the exact test?
Yeah. My daughter took the STAR test this year. This was her, she was in, I think, seventh grade. She'll be in eighth next year. And she was all stressed about the test. And I was like, oh, please, you're not. And I think she sandbagged it a little bit because, well, if you do too good, they might, she said.
Yeah. They throw you in the advanced school.
Yeah, she didn't want to be in the advanced. They were like, I don't know where she got this information, but she said if you do too good, they want to make you skip a grade. She's like, I don't want to skip a grade.
No, she does not want to skip a grade. Trust me on that one.
I think she came in just barely, you know.
She's only slightly brilliant.
Right. She came in the just under the cutoff line or whatever that was for. Anyway. Kids.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So she's in the same grade as my son.
Yeah, they're about the same age.
Yeah, so they can never meet.
No.
But then again, he's still firmly in sports, and he's just starting to notice that there are these other humans that are not boys.
Oh.
So I'm moderately frightened.
Yeah, just wait.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Just, well.
There is, however, there are several fine military institutions.
That's right. Virginia's chock full of military schools.
I swear to God, I'm not making this up. Literally down the street is a convent.
Ooh.
I am not making this up. The main road that our subdivision's on, there is a convent like within 5 miles, not even five.
There you go.
I'm like, oh, I chose wisely.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch, look, kids, military for school for one, the convent for the other.
Bingo.
Taking care of.
And if they're really bad, I'll swap them.
Oh, man. Yeah, that would suck.
My daughter running the place inside of 6 months.
You know, when I was a kid, the thought of something like that just would have just been just disaster, but... Looking back as an adult, I'm kind of thinking maybe it wouldn't have been so bad.
Yeah. At least you got into the Marines, my friend. I went to a state school. I learned how to drink beer out of really large cups. That was about the extent of it.
Anyway.
Anywho. Aside from the absolute Charlie Foxtrot over in the Middle East.
Well, you know, the other thing is that I thought was funny. You want to talk a little gun confiscation?
Maybe.
The Obama praising Australia's gun confiscation.
Okay. Foreign gun confiscation.
Yes,
sure.
Foreign. Yes. Not in the U.S., but Obama's like, oh, yeah, we.
And I've seen people parsing that to say, well, he didn't actually praise it.
Yeah, he did.
Actually, he kind of did.
Yeah, he absolutely did.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. No, he did absolutely that.
Yeah. And, I don't know. It's,
yeah, exactly.
And, you know, I see, you know, stuff like that, and, you know, we're going to, you know, the talk about the executive order stuff that keeps floating around. And, you know, other than making the ATF more of a pain in the ass and cutting off some more imports of stuff, I don't really see what he can do a whole lot more than what's already been done.
Yeah. It really does affect mostly your NFA and anything from overseas, which now, if that gets into ammo, it could make things unpleasant. You know, imagine all that Wolf and Tulamo drying up. That would really kind of stink.
Yeah, but it might spur some domestic manufacturers to get off their butts and add some more capacity.
Domestic manufacturers aren't. They're not. They want to make money just like everybody else.
Well, right, but they don't want to spend. They don't want to spend a lot of capital on new production capacity when they know. I mean, everybody knows that there's going to be a glut of ammo in the near future.
I hope there's going to be a glut of 22, man.
And the price will drop, and everybody, distributors will be sitting on stock they can't move, and then these lines that are running three shifts will go to two and then to one, and then they'll start shutting off, they'll go to 4-day weeks, and you know how this stuff works.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And, they've seen it happen before, and that's why they've been doing this, three shifts and instead of adding capacity. So I don't know. I'm starting to see lots of people predicting an ammo glut and prices dropping like crazy. So,
well, your lips to whoever's ears.
Well, there was a thing. I just saw an ad somebody put in Facebook. One of these bulk ammo places had 7.62x39 Wolf for like 1,000 rounds for $200.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's starting.
It's about what was before the end of 2012.
Yeah.
It's still not. I mean, again.
Well, yeah, it's not.
It's not $89 for 1,000 rounds,
right? Like it was back in the good old days, but
like when a 550 round box of Federal was $8.97 at Walmart.
Yeah,
I remember those days. They were good times.
Well, that's why I can't. That's why I haven't been able to buy 22 ammo in like years, because I see all the prices, the crazy prices on 22 ammo, and I'm like. I remember you used to be able to buy a brick of it for less than $15.
Yep.
Of the good stuff.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. $30 got you 500 rounds of like the match ammo.
Yeah.
Now they're talking $50 for a brick of bulk.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, yeah. See, the problem with that is you start cutting into your M&P 22 market, you start cutting into the LCR 22, you start hurting the gun manufacturers.
Right.
Because they've been putting out all these really awesome 22 trainers.
And nobody can afford to go shoot.
Guess what? Yeah, guess what? If 9mm only double the price of 22, nobody's gonna bother with the trainer.
Yep. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. You might as well actually shoot your, the actual gun at that point.
Yeah, why spend the money on a whole new gun to shoot ammo that's...
Right.
Yeah.
The differential to make up for buying a trainer just goes right to hell. I still advocate it because I think it's a great idea, but...
I do too. And in fact, actually one of the... I almost... bought a really nice one and then it disappeared on me at the last gun show I was at. But one of the few revolvers I actually still want is a nice 22 revolver.
Well, Smith makes a really good one.
Yes, I know.
I mean, Ruger's isn't bad either, of course. Yeah. I mean, I've got an LCR 22 because I've got an LCR 38 and it's just, I mean, there's no difference other than recoil.
Right.
But to practice it, it's funny. Like the biggest thing I noticed was that 95% of my problem is flinching. Cause I can load up the LCR 22 and rapid fire 8 rounds into like a 3-inch circle. No problem. You load up the 38 with 38s and it's,
flinch city.
Hit the paper with every shot. If it's a big paper, and it's like, it's the same sight radius. It's the same trigger. That's just you. It's going to go boom. So. But yeah. It will be interesting.
Well,
if anything actually happens, that's anybody's guess. I think we're starting to see the end of the copycats with the different shootings, and they're getting ridiculous because, you know, they keep bringing the threshold down for a mass shooting, and, you know, like the Las Vegas one, they're counting, but two of the deaths were the perpetrators.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, that's kind of bogus, really. They overplayed their hand. When CNN fact checks your ass, you know you've gone.
Oh yeah, that was epic.
You know, it's like no, you just can't. You that's no. I mean, that was half an order of magnitude. It was they said there were 15 even quote legitimate.
And the number
they put up was 74, and it's like, yeah, no.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah, when you've lost CNN, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, it's like, guys, you know, let's get a little more realistic here, folks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, even Obama's comments that, you know, and I quote, our levels of gun violence are off the charts, except that they're not, except right. We're seeing the lowest levels since 1993.
Yeah, that's the big lie.
Yeah.
And if you're not a African-American drug dealer living in a large urban city.
Yeah.
Your odds of being part of that violence are slim and none.
They're starting to pick up on that there's a lot more violence that gets ignored.
Sure. And I think it's that liberal racism, you know, it's the whole, yeah, well, those people, what do you expect? Nobody cares, but
they can't. They don't know anything.
But you know, you take a white rich kid and have him go kill other white rich kids. All of a sudden, holy shit, we care.
Yeah, half of which were stabbed to death.
Oh yeah, but that's
the part that floors
those
me.
Those don't matter.
And you know, and the Republicans are responsible because they wouldn't pass more gun control. You mean the kind that's already in place in California that failed to stop that?
Yep.
Because everything that they proposed from the end of 2012 forward is already in place in California with waiting periods and, you know, assault weapons ban, blah, 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 already in place. Didn't work. We're treating minor symptoms, not the disease here.
Yep. Oh, man. Pardon my belches.
Oh, my word.
And
so, in other news that won't potentially get me fired.
Nah.
No. What else do we have?
Nobody listens to this show. You know, we have a call-in number that people could be
calling in
on. And I see 19 people in chat, 17 of which are not currently on the show. 214-530-0036. I'm trying to think of a... I don't want to use up my juicy topics without Brita here.
What boring topics that Brita would hate do you have?
Oh,
let's start there.
Oh God.
Just tell me you don't have any sports related.
Oh no, I don't have that. Of course I don't have that. No, I don't really have any boring topics either. I haven't bought any new guns lately, not since the Mini 30.
I did.
What'd you get?
I got a new gun. I took possession. I need to put it up, by the way. I posted it on Facebook. Hold on. Anyway, I got a new AR-15 from Wally, York Arms.
Oh, I saw that.
YorkArms.com. But it was my, it was a replacement for one that, a pre-band that I sold when I left Mass, and also my, my Yay, I Escaped.
Yes. I saw that with the bayonet attached to it.
Exactly. So I've been taking requests on what I should get for a bayonet.
Get one of those, you know, those long, really long ones. I forget what rifle they went on, but there was one.
Enfield, 1970.
Yes. With the, looks like a dang sword on the end of the rifle.
Yes. If I could get one of those that would fit on an AR-15, I would do that.
I bet if you found one, Wally could alter it to fit on an AR-15. Just saying. I bet it could be done. Hey, we got a caller.
Hey,
it's area code 480 out of Phoenix. Hello.
Hey, guys. It's ex-Urban Kevin, a.k.a. Kevin Creighton.
Hey, ex-Urban Kevin.
When I heard Phoenix, I said.
Yeah. Well, normally this happens during my family's dinner hour, but I'm living in Missouri now, so I can actually listen in and call in and, you know, talk.
Pretty cool.
So you're in misery. Yeah.
Kevin, much like myself, has joined the ranks of the Merchants of Death.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing now, or can you say?
I can, actually. I'm working for Osage County Guns. I'm taking over their marketing.
Oh, cool.
Running their website, blogging, email, you name it, the whole shebang.
Fun. No, so cat.
Yeah, it's... You know, well, I've wanted to get into business for 3 years, and, you know, much like Jay, I was able to. Although Jay is more, I actually sell all the, you know, instruments that, you know, Jay and his evil gun lobby people can't already talk about.
Well, yeah, Jay's, you got to remember the NRA is just the marketing arm of the gun industry.
The market. Well, no, according to all of our opposition, you know, we are making money on every gun sale, which is.
Well, I am.
Hello.
They wouldn't be in business, duh.
Brita.
Brita is joining us.
Yay!
The show can start now. You sound good.
You have de-sausageified this podcast.
Okay. I sound okay though. I'm calling on my iPad.
Oh, it sounds great.
Okay.
Wait, how'd you get it away from Una?
I know.
Yes, you're calling on Una's iPad.
She's eating right now.
Ah, you snuck it away from her.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Cosmo
is not going to be happy. She's going to come after it, you know.
Cosmo's looking at the soundboard like he wants to move some levers. So if you if you hear the sound go wonky in a little bit, it's probably cat induced.
Cosmo chewing on the wires. He's chewing at the wires again.
Yeah, he does. He does like to.
So what's going on?
No, we're just yakking. We're just actually we were just killing time. We were talking about stuff that we knew you wouldn't be interested in.
Oh, like what?
Oh, you know, like guns and stuff.
Oh, because I hate guns, right?
That's right. Well, you're a woman. Yes, all women. Aren't you against guns?
Yes.
I would just like it noted that was Alan who said that, not me.
Well, that's what they say, isn't it?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh?
Nothing.
The cat quit chewing on the mic stand. Good boy.
So, what about guns?
Oh, Jay was just talking about a new rifle he got.
Oh, the gear report. Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
But now that you're here, we can talk about the Miss, what was it, Nevada?
No, let's not, because I'm sick of women now. I hate women.
Oh.
I'm a misogynist.
I'm just a misanthrope. So
let me get the cat out of the room. I'll be right.
I don't just hate women. I hate everyone.
Well, you know, if you've ever worked with the public during your life at all,
yeah,
you come to that.
I worked in a supermarket for many
years. There you go.
So
it's all the same.
Yeah.
Jay, I'm glad you're joining us tonight.
I am as well.
It's nice to see your smiling face on my iPad.
My grossly outdated.
You know, I just realized who Jay looks like in that picture that comes up on Skype.
Who?
You know the guy in Pomplamoose?
No.
The guy.
Doesn't he have hair?
Huh?
He has hair.
But there's been times when he had shaved it off and just had a beard. Because all bald-headed, shaved, bearded guys look the same to me.
Yeah, all of those people look alike.
I think that's racist.
But I'm swarthy, so.
It's what is it? Beardist and
beardist.
Hairist.
Hairist.
I don't know.
So we're not talking about Miss Nevada.
We're not?
No, I do not care.
Okay.
Some woman said something, and then every other woman got upset about it. I mean, it's like the history of the world.
I just
women fighting each other, being snippy about, you know.
That is a woman thing.
Oh my God! Yes. Yes, it is.
Well, we won't talk about that then.
Are we there?
Where?
There's so much dead air.
No. We're here.
Okay.
And we even had a caller already. Actually, the caller's still here. It's ex-Urban Kevin.
Oh, hello. Thanks for letting me know, Alan. How are you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing just peachy.
Oh, good.
A little bit. There's this liquid stuff falling from the sky here out in Missouri. And that's not something I'm used to in Arizona. People call it rain.
Yes. Precipitation.
Yes.
Well, I got mold growing in places. I don't think you should get mold.
Yeah, you have to watch out for that. And in the winter, this stuff, the rain will freeze and fall out of the sky in the form of snow.
Well, I have my 10-year-old son on video saying that he's looking forward to shoveling the sidewalk.
He says that now. Mm-hmm. Wait about 5 minutes and actually doing it.
Yeah.
It's on video. He cannot deny he said that. So, you know.
No.
Yeah. I may have to bribe him later on to actually do the work.
You know what works really well? Cattle prods. Just saying.
Shoveling is no fun. It is really... like work. And it's weird too. Like you're out there and you're shoveling and you're out in the snow and so you're bundled up, but then you're like sweating and you're hot. So then you take your coat off and then you're cold again. It's just fail all the way around.
Yes. It's a very inefficient method of heat modulation.
Yes, very.
Well, that's why you kick them out there without their coat on and say, you want to get warm, get to shoveling.
Get to work.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Work it off. Work for your supper, guys.
That's right.
See, I know my kids, though. We'd end up with Calvin's Snowman House of Horrors before you could, just like that.
So this is going to be your first winter, then? Like real winter?
Oh, no, not at all, actually. I grew up in Calgary, Alberta.
Oh, okay. Not you, then.
He's one of them Canadistans.
Yes. I like to think of myself as, you know, an ice pack.
Ice pack.
Ice pack.
Isn't there still ice in the Great Lakes? I was just seeing a thing about that.
No.
Yes, yeah. Global warming.
There is still, in June, ice in the Great Lakes, or at least one of them.
I don't think Lake Erie. I think Lake Erie is finally free of ice. I don't know. It took a long time this year.
Yes, it did. Well,
why every spring was 2 weeks late. We didn't get leaves like 2 weeks, you know.
Was it Wisconsin, I think, that had like 70 some odd days below freezing this winter? It was crazy.
That doesn't surprise me.
It's Wisconsin. It's a good place for it. Just saying. Wisconsin is famous for not being here.
So, what's going on with that Iraq thing? About that.
Thanks for calling in, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
No, no worries. I'll just mute and listen to you guys.
Okay.
Go cool. Merchant some death.
Hey.
So anyway, yeah.
It's like an in joke now.
Well, we got more people stacked up to call in.
Oh well, good. Call in. I don't want to talk about topics.
This is...
I have a cold, by the way.
I don't know where the hell this is.
I'm sorry, Brita.
We're just sick. I'm sick.
Everybody's sick. Man. I was sicker last, well, sometime. Yeah. Last week, this...
Is it contagious over the squirrel report?
Maybe.
I think this is a Skype call.
So it may be Kevin?
It may be Kevin.
The other Kevin.
The other Kevin.
What?
Hello?
Hello?
Greetings, caller.
Greetings. I'll have a large pepperoni, please. And
who's this?
I can't tell. It's boomy and hard to understand. Hello?
Hello?
What's your name?
What are you wearing, caller?
Really, you're on a speaker or mic or something, because I can hardly understand what you're saying. Hello? Okay.
Hang up.
Yep, hang up. Sorry. Wow. Try that again from a real phone.
The Skype brand imitation phone.
Hey.
So anyway, yeah, ISIS is apparently going crazy in Iraq.
That's okay. It's Bush's fault. So
and
so Sterling Archer is in Iraq.
Yes, with Lana.
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 Pam Poovey.
Yep.
I didn't see the episode.
And who's the one that the hotel heiress? What's her name? I can't remember.
Paris Hilton.
No, the one in Archer.
Oh God, Carol.
Carol, is it Carol?
Carol Tunch.
Oh yeah.
Alan snorted.
I love that show.
Have you watched the show, Jay?
I haven't.
Oh my God, Jay!
Oh my God.
I know.
This
I should.
This is like another Firefly, Jay. You were the last person to watch Firefly. Now you have to watch
kick
it.
Myself, and then I'm finally going to sit down and watch it. I'm going to be like, "Why the hell did I wait?"
You're going to love it. It is. Don't let your kids watch it.
Yeah,
yeah. I've been catching up on Family Guy for just that reason.
Yeah. Don't let you. It's not a kids' cartoon. That's for sure. Sometimes, like, I watch a show and I just look at Mike like, "This is the most wrong thing I've seen on TV in a really long time."
It's awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah, I saw that that ISIS took over the bank and stole all the money out of the bank in Mosul.
Yeah,
and you know, like $500 million. And I was like, finally, they can buy Pam some more cocaine.
Well.
See, now you know that Weird's not here.
Cocaine.
You mentioned cocaine. And you
I can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't either. Yeah, if anybody hasn't, if you're listening and you haven't watched Archer, it's highly recommended.
Yes.
It is, however, an adult show.
Mm-hmm. Very.
And we got our...
Skype caller back?
Yeah, we got our Skype caller back, I think. Hello.
Hello.
That's better.
Much better.
Yeah, so much for this brand new spanking Apple display with the built-in microphone.
I think it's major caudal.
You think it's major caudal? You might be correct, actually. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm called anymore.
Or perhaps Ted Nugent. We're not sure.
What's up, kids?
Yeah. Hey.
How are we doing, Marco?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad.
How's that third book coming?
Well,
is it ready yet?
I got a deadline.
Yeah, you got a deadline, all right.
Why aren't you writing right now?
Yeah, that's right.
Right, monkey, right. Come on.
This is not right time. This is drink time.
I'm trying to.
He's too busy buying guns.
I want to throw you more money. Come on. Right.
Yeah, that's there's a
he's
time
too busy
for everything.
Buying
there's
every single gun in New Hampshire. There are none left in the state.
Well, you know you've been overdoing it in the gun buying department when the guy at the gun shop that you go to regularly, the manager comes out one day and says and comes to check you out because the computer has flagged you because you've been buying too many guns in too short a period of time.
Nice.
Yeah, he wanted to make sure that I wasn't like running guns down to Massachusetts or something.
You're officially
I was mildly embarrassed, but it was all good.
you're officially a person of interest now.
It was cute, too. I showed him my Amazon page with all my book sales, and I said, no, I'm not a gun runner. I'm just loaded.
They're all mine.
That's right.
Rolling in that sweet, sweet book money.
I know, right? Yes, thank you, all my readers. I am turning it into hardware for the safe.
It's all good.
We'll go to Marco's house. Come the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, he'll have the armor. Yeah,
chickens and Datsuns.
That's right.
I want to say Datsun, but that's an old car.
No.
That's a car, yeah. It's a Japanese automobile.
You get those Datsuns, right? I just picture little B210s driving around actually, past a frostbite.
In Germany, they're not even called Datsuns. They're called Dackel. D-A-C-K-E-L. Dackel.
Huh. I did not know that.
If you ask a German dog owner what a Dachshund is, they won't know what you're talking about. It's called a Dackel in German.
Huh.
It's called taco? Mm-hmm. What?
I wonder where the Dachshund came from then.
We need a spelling on that.
D-A-C-K-E-L.
Huh.
Dackel?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
That's correct.
Wow.
I have no idea.
I went ice fishing and I froze my wedding Dackel.
You know, there's a reason this podcast is under the educational.
See, there you go. Always happy to help. So what's going on, Marco? Any thoughts of the day?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. What should I pontificate about? What's in the news?
Well,
what's
what about this whole Iraq thing? Because they're, you know... Now Obama's saying that he needs more money to go back in or to send drones or missiles. Do you think it's worth the trouble at this point, or is it just
let's see. You know, how many more billions of taxpayer dollars and how many American lives are we going to flush down that particular sinkhole in the sand?
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like a good value proposition. We don't get anything back, and no matter how much money or how many troops we put in there, they still hate our assets. So, you know, it's kind of screwed if we do and screwed if we don't.
Yeah.
Well,
it's different when a Democratic president sends troops in there, because then it's just a humanitarian blah blah, you know, assisting allies, yada yada. If a Republican president does it, it's just imperialist, you know, nation building. Yada yada.
War for oil. Don't forget that.
So, you know, since you know, we have the option, and one option is clearly cheaper than the other, because, you know, and I love how they're saying, like, whoever is Baghdad Bob now for the White House is like, you know, we couldn't have predicted this, you know, 5 or 6 years ago. It probably would have been hard to predict what's going to happen. No, actually, 5 or 6 years ago, people have been saying this all along. I believe what I said 5 or 6 years ago. The second the last American pair of boots leaves Afghanistan, Karzai is going to be hanging from a rope, or he's going to be on a plane to Switzerland to be reunited with his money.
Yep.
So, and, you know, we said the same thing about Iraq. As soon as we're out of there, you know, what was it with the cat and the mice at play and all that? But
that's right.
You know, it has been predicted. But, you know, it's like with Obamacare. It's like, whoa, we found out that actually this whole foreign policy stuff is kind of difficult.
Yeah, imagine.
What a bunch of goobers.
You can't just fly in somewhere, make a pronouncement, and have everybody fall in line.
Yeah. Well, I'm noticing kind of a trend here. Like, Obama, before he got elected, he made all these promises, right? Like, he's going to get out of the war, he's going to close Gitmo, he's going to do all this stuff. And I think that's the reason he's doing these things. So he can look back and say, see, I did it. Like the guys, the Bergdahl swap for Bo Bergdahl. He released those prisoners from Gitmo. And people are saying now that it's like, you know, the beginning of closing. Because he sees the end of, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel of his presidency. And he thinks, well, I've got another thing I got to check off my list. And so he doesn't care. He's just going to do it just to check it off the list.
I think actually he is that tone deaf that, you know, the whole Bergdahl thing was kind of blew up in his face. I love that little anecdote of the Secretary of Defense addressing American troops in the hangar there somewhere in D.C. going, yeah, we got one of our own back. And all the assembled troops, nobody even cheered or clapped or anything. It was just stone silence. And then yeah. The newspaper article, those you know, they strapped their knee pads on. They were all like, it wasn't clear whether the Secretary of Defense was met with silence because the troops were didn't want to show emotion in front of their superiors.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
Yeah, come on. He honestly thought that, you know, he doesn't know anything about the military or soldiers or the military mindset, and he honestly thought that he could score some quick points and a quick distraction. Some oh, hey, we brought this guy home. Look how great I am. And somebody on Twitter was like, I wish I had the Obama back who planned the Osama bin Laden raid. And I responded and I said, the current president couldn't plan a sixth grader's birthday cupcake party. You know, the military planned that raid, not the president. Yeah. Can you even imagine if he had planned that raid personally? Oh, God.
He would have gone in mom jeans and
with a bike with a basket in the front.
And 5-pound weights that they couldn't lift.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing about Obama is he's never done anything. You know,
he's the perpetual class president. This is what happens when you elect a class president who is used to coasting from victory to victory on that his one class president speech that he made when he was 16 and it got him places. And so he keeps repeating that. And now he's so far in over his head. It's like amateur hour in the White House. It's ridiculous.
Yes, but BuzzFeed thinks he's hot.
Yeah, pump those 5-pound weights, buddy. Yeah. We will pump you up.
Yeah, Hans and Franz.
I was just going to say, nobody does Hans and Franz as well as Mark.
I'm sorry.
I seem to have a natural knack for the accent. I don't know why.
Wow. Well, now there's the people that brought you The Onion have started Clickhole, which is the Onion version of BuzzFeed. So
needs more quizzes.
Yeah.
More quizzes, yes.
I mean, these are weren't those literally like 5-pound weights? I mean, they looked like he got them off the rack at the women's aerobic room right next door, you know, the yoga studio. I'm just glad he didn't pick the ones with the pink cushioning.
Well, you know, it looked and it looked like he was really struggling there too. I mean,
I know. God,
contrast that with Vlad Putin actually raping a bear.
Oh, God. God, you know, Putin is a kind of a dick, but you know, being a former KGB agent, and you know, you see the guy bare chested, you know, wrestling bears and shooting rifles and stuff. God, that dude has more testosterone in his little finger than President Mom's jeans has in his entire body.
Well, God, I mean, George W. Bush, he does like, you know, 30-mile bike rides in the desert.
He flew a fighter jet, you know. Obama may have ridden a Segway once.
Well, weren't you telling me, Brita, the Bush Sr. jumped out of the airplane?
Yes, Bush Sr.
Yeah, 90 years old.
Skydiving today for his birthday. Pretty cool.
A 90-year-old former president is more manly than Obama.
Racist.
You're obviously
racist. That's right, racist. The only possible objection that you could have to this president is because you don't like the fact that he's black. Yes. That's all there's to it.
Half black.
Easy. I've got you, Tea Partiers, right figured out.
Yeah, that's what it is. Ask Eric Cantor about that.
Oh, that's anti-Semitism. Thank you.
Yeah. I thought that was hilarious. How quickly the left glommed onto that. They're like, oh, he only lost because he's Jewish. I'm like, really? Yeah,
what's funny is 95% of America went, Eric Cantor was Jewish?
Yeah, well, that was my reaction.
That was mine, too.
What the hell?
But they were so quick to look for a racial box to jam Eric Cantor in. I was like, oh,
and hey, wait a second. I thought the Tea Party movement was dead.
Oh, well.
No, didn't you hear? The Tea Party had nothing to do with it.
Right, it's because he's Jewish.
It's anti-Semitism.
No, well, but, until they did, yeah, because he's Jewish. That's right.
But the thing is, he's been in there for how many years? Like eight terms? I mean, he's been in there
since 2001.
Okay.
He didn't just convert to Judaism, did he?
Right. I mean,
see, he just had his bris last week. Kick him out.
Did we?
That's the funny thing about the left. They can't decide whether we are. Those Tea Partiers are just, you know, a bunch of drooling, cousin-humping morons, or whether they're all these diabolical geniuses who have these long-term political strategies, and they just can't figure it out. It's hilarious.
Well, whichever story fits the narrative of the day, I guess. Well,
they did that with Bush. I mean, Bush was either a drooling moron who, you know, could barely get through the day without forgetting to breathe, or he was...
Or like Goebbels and Hitler rolled into one, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, taking over countries to steal their oil, cackling maniacally.
Yeah.
You know, he was President Gumby. You know, they wanted him to be an idiot. They wanted him to be a madman. You know, okay, whatever. We'll just present it one way.
Well, that's what they got to use Cheney for.
Cheney
was the evil genius, and
he looked just like Mr. Potter from It's a Wonderful Life. Admit it.
Bush,
the two of them together, it's like twins.
Bush was the one that was over here going, "What are we going to do today, Cheney?" And Cheney's over there going, "We're going to take over the world."
Where are we going to get a destroyer and a bunch of Tomahawk missiles at this time of day, right?
That's two cartoon references in one show.
I bet we can do another
Cheney
one.
Cheney in the bush. They're Cheney in the bush.
Nice. That's good.
I like that.
I'm going to spend the next 3 hours watching Animaniacs. You know that, right?
Right. Of course. One is a moron, the other is insane.
What did we ever do for entertainment before the internet? I have no idea. I don't know.
We were really all very bored.
You should have heard my kids when I explained to them what I had to do when I had a reference paper due in school.
Oh.
Going down to the library and looking stuff up in books and making copies.
Oh, crap.
We call that paleo-googling now.
What's that? Paleo-googling.
Yeah, oh, yeah, five seconds.
The index card, that's paleo-googling.
It's a paleo-googling. I mean, I might as well have described settling the American frontier.
Oh, my God.
You know, hitching horses up to a Conestoga wagon forging a path through the forest would have been... They would have been able to imagine that better than going down, riding my bike to the library, going in, looking things up in the card catalog, going, finding the books, writing information down. Like, huh? Why didn't you just go on Google? Because... There was no Google. No Google.
Try to explain the microfiche stuff to them. That's like, you know.
Oh, gosh.
When I was your age, we had dirt, and we had sticks, and we were thankful.
The periodical index.
Oh.
Where you look up the giant thick book.
Oh, yeah,
you look up the periodicals, and you hope to God the library has a copy. You know, it was. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you can just go onto databases and print out entire articles online. It's amazing. Yay, internet.
Crazy.
Exactly. You just link
the
online article in a URL. There's now a specific footnote for online attribution.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just pretty darn cool.
It makes term paper so much easier. Just copy and paste from Wikipedia.
They have programs designed to comb the internet looking for papers.
You know what? They also
it's so easy.
They also have ones that'll take your what you cut and paste out of Wikipedia and rewrite it for you automatically.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, they do.
Oh, that's the problem with full text index search. Like all I have to do is take a line or two out of my major caudal essay and plug it into Google, and it pops up with all the plagiarisms that have come up that week or that month because it just looks for that specific phrase, and they never admit that. They just always copy and paste it wholesale. But it's so easy to find the plagiarism these days. But, you know, kids these days, we had it harder. We had to cheat. We had to have the little when we had tests, we didn't have cell phones. We had little notes tucked away in our shoes and stuff, you know, written on our hands. Or remember the calculators with the plastic cover?
Yeah, yeah,
we had the pencil marks on the plastic covers of the calculators on the inside, so you couldn't really read them from a distance, and you had to be sneaky like freaking super agents compared to these lazy bastards.
And you learned how to write really, really small.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. I got all the formulas on the cover there in pencil.
Yeah, kids these days.
They got it so easy.
Yeah, that was some
right on their smartphones. Well, just having a computer, just having the ability to have a word processing program. Yeah. I had a IBM Selectric typewriter.
I did too. In college.
We're showing our age here, you know that, right?
Yeah.
You got typing too fast and the keys would all mash together and you'd have to pry them apart. Like, oh, man.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I learned that my typing class I took in junior high was on manual typewriters.
A, S, D, F, J, K, L, semi.
We didn't even have electric. It was all manual.
Oh, you've got to push everything down with like a hammer.
Yeah. Ka-chunk. Ka-chunk, yeah. Ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
Ka-chunk.
Well,
you make those half strikes and have to go back and do it again.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know they used machines for cuneiform, Alan.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Getting the mud, the slurry out of the rollers was a bit of a pain, though.
Wow.
Hey, so I have an attic full of those things. They're kind of cool, but all things considered, you know, the computer is vastly superior. But they are kind of fun to punch around on every once in a while.
I have a whole new respect for you, Marco, with the longhand writing. I'm like, no, give me a keyboard. Give me Word.
I kind of have to do it right now because I'm on a tight deadline, so I have to write straight into the computer. But I have to say, once I'm back to being off of deadline, I do enjoy the longhand writing because I like having a physical hard copy. And can you imagine that how much that shit's going to be worth on eBay once I'm like, you know,
dead,
big and famous and stuff?
Dead. Reading goes right to the heart. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You're worth a lot when you're dead, Marco. Make sure you...
That's right.
I can't... My writing skills have atrophied so much. I can barely scrawl my name when I have to sign something. It's so pathetic.
Yeah, you just bought that new Dodge Earthfucker. Make your three crosses here on this form.
Yeah.
Alan, do you have to stop and like think about like cursive, like
writing
out of chat?
Yeah.
I hate that.
I can't do it anymore.
Fuck, how the hell do I make an F? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I got to go online and Google it. I'm like, cursive letters. Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Our school is actually still teaching it. My kid's going to learn, is learning cursive right now. I actually bought him a fountain pen last year in Germany just for that purpose. So there are still schools that teach cursive because it has some educational value still.
Both Mass and Virginia still teach cursive, or at least some schools in each.
Yeah, they still teach it here too.
My daughter
it's
actually
be good for the brain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good skill to have, and it is.
That's exactly what the research says. It helps you retain information better when you have to make the letters yourself.
Well, it uses a different part of your brain. You know, it's like, you know, it's the difference between listening, you know, listening to an audio book versus reading it. Versus reading it out loud versus writing it. I mean, all those different things use. Remember, that's when you were in school. Remember how it was? They always used to tell you, you know, take your notes in class, and then when you get home, rewrite them.
Mm-hmm.
Because the process of reading them and then rewriting them uses different parts of your brain to store the information, and you learn it better.
That's exactly what I did.
Yep.
I never did.
I would type up. What?
I missed what? That. I never did. I was the worst student ever.
Well, you know, they told
I would sit down and type all my notes out, and then I would go through and highlight.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
A giant. And, of course, this was back in the days when you could smoke, so I would sit in the common room. Just chain smoking Camel non filters, typing on my little typewriter. I had a little thermal print typewriter, so it was like this is cutting edge technology for 1988, folks. Okay, Right next to the DeLorean was my thermal print typewriter. And my parents.
You have one of the big cell phones.
It was in a bag, actually.
The size of a brick.
A big bag phone.
But now you have more than rudimentary spelling skills. Anybody see that thing on Facebook of that invitation card for the Chicago High School? There,
oh, yes. Yeah. Oh.
And this is our story, A-R-E. This is our story.
Yes.
I swear, as principal of that high school, if I'd seen that shit on Facebook, I would have gone back to the senior class and taken away every single one of their graduating diplomas. Good God.
You know, Chicago Public Schools, the principal probably might not be much better.
Yeah. Well, see, that was my whole thing. Somebody in administration had to have okayed this.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in administration, I mean, because there's always a faculty member and administration member that are in charge of overseeing the prom, you know, so you don't have prom themes of, you know, Caligula running around. This was approved.
Somebody okayed that, yeah.
If my prom was themed as Caligula, I might have gone.
They shipped it off to the printer like that. I saw that, and the editor in me just went, because somebody had to look at that and say, looks good to me.
This is the country's future. These people are going to be working low paying jobs in customer service or work government employees. They'll be in the Social Security office or in the DMV when you have to do business with them. And that's the scary part.
They deserve a living wage.
I'm going to retire.
Everybody does, don't you know?
Right. Make the minimum wage $100 an hour. Nobody would be poor. Bam. All done. There we go. Everybody's rich.
That's right. Heck, just give everybody $1 million. I actually heard somebody propose that. We should give everybody $1 million.
It's like, okay.
And then we'll all go buy stuff. The economy will prosper beyond our wildest dreams. Mm-hmm. And there we go.
Yes. And you're going to have 60 million, 70 million people with $1 million in their bank account going on eBay and looking for that handbag that everybody wants. And what do you think is going to go to the price of that handbag? If everybody with $1 million in their bank account can suddenly bid on it. Hey, that's not fair. That's price gouging.
I'll sell my .22 ammo at that point.
Mm.
But you'll have $1 million too, Jay.
Right? I want more $1 million. I want to be that wealthiest 1%, damn it.
They'll just take it away from you.
Aren't you getting that wheelbarrow full of money from the
Yes, but it's a very small
one. That's right. That's right. You're not a merchant of death. What are you? Are you a propagandist of death or something?
Marketer.
Hold on. I keep my wheelbarrow handy. Everybody can share in the awesomeness of my wheelbarrow. I'm going to throw it in chat.
Can you crinkle the $100 bill for us? That bag of hundreds that you get every month.
No, you need to go into chat. Oh, you're not in chat, are you, Marco?
I'm not right now. I have to see my wheelbarrow. No.
Actually sent to me by a reader. It's nickels and pennies in a little tiny wheelbarrow. It's very.
Oh, I got one of those too. I don't know what happened to it. But yeah, I had one of those.
I brought mine in my office.
It's somewhere.
Because it's cute.
Those are quarters. Aren't they quarters? They look like quarters.
Buffalo nickels.
Oh, buffalo nickels and feather pennies.
And wheat pennies.
Wheat pennies, yeah.
Yeah, don't you love how they tee off on the gun industry and how they are lavishly funding the NRA to put their filthy, dirty wares? You know, the gun industry, in terms of overall profits every year, just pales in comparison to, say, like the cereal industry, but nobody's bitching about big cereal.
Yes. Or big soda.
Obesity.
Maybe they should be.
Big soda is even too big for that comparison. You got to pick something really dinky because the gun industry isn't that big. It's
that's what's funny is it really is small. It's like, you know.
It's like big souvenir tchotchkes, you know, the key fobs that you get at the supermarket at the checkout that say, you know, New Hampshire live free or die, and it's got the little moose on the keychain. That industry probably makes about as much as the gun industry.
Well, there are T-shirt shops in Key West that make more money than the gun industry. Of course, they're all laundering money for the cartels, but still.
No, you have to throw in the short circuit work like Koch Brothers.
Yeah.
They're taking up the slack.
They stop by a couple times a month to drop off a giant dump truck full of money.
That's right. That's right. Because, you know,
I will shit little baby birds if that shows up in a CSGV press release. Oh, the Koch brothers dropped in at our headquarters. We heard it from Weird Beard.
Yes, that's right. It's Weird Beard. Well, we're about out of time.
Yeah, but we got Major Caudle on the phone. Come on.
Yeah, but we need to.
He's going to tell us about how the gun is civilization now.
We got to hang it up and let Brita. Oh, Brita, we were going to. At first, I wasn't going to mention it, but you might want to call in sick tomorrow.
Why is that?
Since you are sick.
I can't.
There's
no one to cover.
It's Friday the 13th and a full moon.
Oh, shit. And I'm sick. And I have PMS. It's going to be ugly, folks.
But on the plus side, it's my daughter's birthday.
This may be the day you finally snap.
This might be it.
Oh, my God.
I want to see a picture on CNN of that pyramid of hobo skulls.
It could happen. It could definitely happen.
I want to see Snotman's head on a pike.
I looked at the schedule for work today. I looked at the schedule and I looked at it for tomorrow. And there was a little notation at the bottom of the schedule that said something like Summer Fun Day, 11 a.m. And I was like, what's this? So, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. It should be very interesting. I'll live blog it.
All right. Well, that's it for this show. Thanks for calling in, Marco.
Yeah, that was fun.
Oh, not a problem at all.
Pleasure as usual.
Anytime.
Thank you. Thank you for saving us.
Good night.
And we'll be back next week. And hopefully we'll talk about this book.
I honestly think that Alan, you, me, and Weird are the only people who've read it.
We might be.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
It happened in Massachusetts and Jay didn't read it.
Oh, well, Jay knows about the story, though.
That's true. He does.
Yes. Yes. The Great Molasses Flood. They tell you about it on the Duck Tour.
Yeah.
Okay. Call in next week.
All right. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Okay. That's good night, everybody.
Night, y'all.